Welcome to this evening's brief intelligence session. Now that we have moved as close to nuclear war as we possibly could, the United States has positioned itself directly in the middle of the war between Russia and Ukraine. And now, also, a disturbance has emerged between the Communist Chinese Party and the United States. Israel and Iran are at each other's throat. And China is poised to reclaim possession over Taiwan. Meanwhile, while all this is happening, there are sudden deaths happening every single day, profusely. And yet everybody's sitting back watching it, not coming to any type of understanding of what's actually taking place. Well, it's the fulfillment of what we talked about on this show 2 years ago. The show's been pulled down. The entire platform, the entire program has been removed 3 times since I began in 2020. Thinking that they were going to hide the truth that we made clear back then. Well, you can't hide it. Because now, like we said back then, like Geert Vandenbosch said, like Sherry Tenpenny said, like Ryan Cole said, like Dr. Robert Malone said, and many others, we're not going to see good things come forth from this genetic code injection operation. Heart attacks are at an all-time high. Strokes at an all-time high. Cancer at an all-time high. And no, it's not because people didn't get checked during the COVID lockdown. No, their cancers are exploding and accelerating in speed more than they ever would naturally. Their cancers have been supercharged by an enigmatic protein. Genetic sequences have served a purpose to accelerate specific diseases. We've had these discussions before, but very superficially. We do have the precise capability to create genetic specific weapons, ethnic specific weapons. Weapons that can kill just you by yourself. No one else. You, according to your genomic syntax. Specifically, I don't know why it's so difficult for people to understand. They hear the word science thrown around all the time like it really means something. It means nothing when you don't understand its essence. like people. They just quoted what they were programmed to quote. Oh, we're going to trust the science. You don't even know what the word science means. You don't even know what the word science implies. I said it before. Like King Solomon said, there is nothing new under the sun. And anything that you are given publicly through a crooked serpentine media, number one, it's scripted, it's programmed, it's organized, and it's for a specific psychological purpose. And the purpose is never, ever to convey the truth. And it's late. It's late. You're never going to get the real news on time. Any so-called discovery is old. It's not new. It's not novel. The coronavirus is not novel. There's nothing novel about it. No, even the attributes of its bioweapons status, it's not new. The things that make it a bioweapon, they're not new. It's not novel. It's not new. It's not novel. And the psychological warfare that was used on everyone was not new. It's not novel. So I just want to take a moment out to let everybody know that we have moved closer towards a nuclear war. That the program of digitization, the fourth industrial revolution, and the emergence of the beast technology, and the dystopian atmosphere and environment that is required for it to be a thriving, actuated system, is moving along seamlessly. Perfectly. Everything's falling into place. And COVID-19 has been attributed as the key factor that has accelerated the blossoming of the flower of the usage of artificial intelligence and surveillance systems. And the widespread acceptance of digitalization in the world. COVID-19 is said to be the one whom we should thank for this. It was planned. And now we're getting set up for possibly a new pandemic. We have SEERS, S-E-E-R-S. We also have SPARS. St. Paul's Acute Respiratory Syndrome, SPARS, 2025. Then we have a massive so-called bird flu taking place that could jump over into the human species, causing another pandemic. We also have more official German government data suggesting that the fully jabbed, the fully injected, are showing full-blown signs of acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. They're developing AIDS. Anyway, and there's all types of talk about redefining what it means to be human. We'll get into that later on in the week. Kissinger has come out with his book talking about it, artificial intelligence and our future. The RAND Corporation has white papers. The Singularity Institute and University has white papers. Ray Kurzweil. The World Economic Forum has their white papers. Chatham House has their white papers. Foreign Affairs has their white papers. The Economist has their white papers and their articles. All talking about what is essentially the prophecies of the Hebrews from the book of Daniel, the convergence of the iron in the clay, the convergence of man and machine, the Antichrist Luciferian system called transhumanism, a philosophy, a philosophical mobilization, redefining what it means to be human. The transhumanist movement is a social and philosophical mobilization involving the development of human enhancement through technology. The technocratic elite are seeking to normalize changes that will give them absolute control over your thoughts, emotions, and actions. We're moving towards a technocracy, a government by technicians. The management of society by technical experts. Except it will be colored with Orwellian dystopia, Orwellian surveillance, Orwellian newspeak, Orwellian newthink, Orwellian thought crimes, like what we have now, emerging. We're talking about the mass manipulation used during the COVID-19 generated pandemic that was phenomenally successful using instant notification, fake fact checkers, and smart propaganda that led many down a path resulting in life-altering disabilities and even death. A COVID-19 generated pandemic, a programmed simulation, an Event 201 actuation that has led a large swath of individuals to inflict upon themselves biological damages. We are talking about the convergence of man and machine, the dilution of humanity via messenger RNA software and silicon. This is what I am saying. We are talking about brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, which are technologies currently used to read brain neurons in individuals with impairments that don't allow them to speak or move. The new goal publicly expressed by the owners of two companies is an interface that allows reading and writing to every aspect of your brain. That's the front. But the real usage will be primarily applied to create super soldiers, to assist super soldiers, to accompany super soldiers, to create and generate super soldiers. And it's important to understand that transhumanism is an integral part and is inseparable from the 4IR, the fourth industrial revolution. This movement is integral to the fourth industrial revolution promoted by the World Economic Forum. The founder and chairman of the World Economic Forum is Klaus Schwab, who claims to have penetrated the cabinets of industrialized nations, having influenced their thinking through the Young Global Leaders Program, which is exactly the case. And the last thing I'll say is that there's a lot of talk from the prophet of the World Economic Forum, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, the one who says that the idea that humans have a free will is over. He says it's over. There's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. We want to be circumspect in our dealings out in the world. We want to look carefully at the food that we're beginning to bring in, since we're now in the midst of a nanotechnological war. Food is being transformed, not for the good. Bug ingredients are being added to the foods now, in the European Union and beyond. On top of the genetic modification that's already causing a degradation of the health. Not to mention, even in addition to that, along with the synthetic chemicals and poisons and carcinogens that is already also being added to the food. We want to be circumspect. Try to do our best to obtain authentic organic food if we can. Fortify the immune system naturally. With the knowledge of herbs, begin to study, research, buy books. You cannot depend on Satan. You cannot depend on pharmakia. Satan, like I said in the beginning. We cannot depend on drugs, potions, cocktails. And you want to pay attention to what's going on between NATO, the United States, the United Kingdom, Germany, Russia, and the Ukraine. It is the most important incident on Earth today. There is nothing else more important. Because of a flash of radioactive light is initiated, what else is there left to talk about? Your political party will be incinerated into oblivion. There won't be a party. There will just be ashes. So, and we who are the elect, we We pray that the will of the Most High be done. We can clearly see that we have an asinine puppet. In position, who has successfully and tactfully destroyed the United States of America within a very short period of time, even more so than it already was. This is a supernatural administration of destruction that has come upon the United States of America, the United States of Sodom and Gomorrah. As we've stated in previous shows, America is a country that is ripe and fit for judgment. America is a nation that will not repent, and it will not walk away from its wicked ways, its sins, its many different engagements in witchcraft. America's full of pride. Hopefully, this event in Europe does not serve as the battle axe that's going to break the United States into pieces. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem. Going forward, we will get back into the Fourth Industrial Revolution news, the Great Reset news, Agenda 2030 and Agenda 2050 news and white papers, and we will continue to uncover and to make palatable and understandable the development of the beast system that the Bible talks about will be a sign of the end. No, it's not the end of the world right now. But Yeshua specifically gave us instructions and data concerning what signs to look out for that would indicate to us that our redemption is near, and also that judgment is near. But over and over and over again, the world has proven that it is exactly the way the Bible says it will be in the Akarit Hayamim. The world believes whatever its leaders tells it. They follow it, but they don't follow the Ancient of Days.